watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XV.
Yes, we are featuring XV. This is Radio Free Cybertron for January 2005.
Yes. Let's do it again.
Yes, let's do it all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Not the year 2005.
Short break.
Yeah.
This is our 6-year anniversary.
God almighty. In 2005, it was 6 years. Ah! That gives me a brain aneurysm.
After the one episode, no four.
The one episode, no four. The 2-03, the 5-02, and the 49-01. And
didn't we do two episodes in 2004?
No. I started one that I never finished.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, okay. So I am Brian Kilby, and I am reminiscing about the old days in podcasting. This is Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show, one of the world's first podcasts, and the official podcast of TFormers.com. With me, I have XV, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, JD Church, and Weebum. Again, this week, Lady Rec is out, but she is here via tape delay.
Memorex.
She's going to sing, and a glass is going to shatter, and we're all going to be lonely.
What's a tape?
She
actually sent him a tape.
Yeah, she sent me a tape. In snail
mail. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Actually, it was one of those shoots that just went from Arizona to North Carolina. It took like 9 days. It was awesome.
Wow. Are you being serious?
No.
That's a lot of stuff right there.
She knows.
Oh, yeah.
She emailed it to me.
She found a tape and sent it to you? Because we all know you have fascination with tape.
I did.
It's a Merry Christmas
message. This right here, this is a tape deck. This is like an honest-to-God tape deck right here. Then the CD player's under it. And I haven't actually... A radio trick. I have a VCR here also for redundancy, which I haven't been using.
Lord, you like those tapes.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I got a Ministry cassette like right away.
That's awesome. Okay.
I don't have anything to play it in.
But actually, you know, I was listening to old RFCs last night, and I actually found Rob's first appearance on RFC. It actually happened way earlier than I thought. I thought it was like 04. It was 02. And it was interesting. Rob was talking about having to FTP files to me. And it's like, God, that was such a long time ago. Now people just email me stuff.
Yeah, I think I recall sending you some and you never got them because apparently I didn't know I use FTP, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess he didn't like them. He isn't using them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's insane. But 2011 is far better than 2003 or 2002 or 2001. It may not be better than 1984. Wait, yeah, actually it is, because 2010 was the best year ever. We're actually going to talk about that later on in the show. 2011 proves to be... It probably even better, I have to admit.
Well, it would be if not for all those movie toys that are going to make all the good stuff go away.
I don't know. You know,
let's be patient, XV. You never know anymore.
The world is big enough for all sorts of strange and interesting thing. So, how do you pronounce Bill's last name? And don't miss it. But Bill.
Someone with more PC ability to say it
Bill,
than me.
Fagerbakke, the voice.
That wasn't too much better, was it?
No, the voice.
Fagerbakke,
possibly.
Fagbake.
Yeah, I could totally Fagerbakke. Butcher that, but I'm not.
You know that guy who played Dauber on Coach and then was both.
With the mullet.
I was reading the paper today, and this one guy's last name is Bastardy.
That's awesome.
That was tough in high school.
Yeah. But he's going to be a voice in Dark of the Moon. No idea what.
One of the Wrecker characters, apparently.
But he has to. I swear to God, he has to say M-O-O-N spells toolbox. Otherwise, I will be furious. So, if anyone actually watched The Stand. But, okay. So, or read it. Did I read it? I would have remembered because it was like 1,200 pages long.
I'd rather have random coach quotes just for people like, okay, he's going to make a bulkhead reference. He didn't do Patrick or anything.
We
Why does he keep saying number 47? Here's your jersey.
It's Jerry Van Dyke is dead, isn't he?
Probably.
Darn it.
At least his career is. Jesus.
Yeah, but that's the perfect time to get into voicing a movie Transformer, Rob.
So if we have a random character from, say, like Coach, we need a random character from, like, Major Dad in the movie just to round it out.
It'd be great just have him.
Or Evening Shade.
Coach guy, who I can't remember his name, but
Craig T. Nelson?
Yes, Poltergeist Dad.
I hate myself.
And Jerry Van Dyke, and it could be the Wreckers. People would be like, hey, wait a minute. They're not really doing anything, though, but they're spending an awful lot of time in this cabin.
Oh, God. That's insane. Okay, so.
God, I love coach.
So, we, okay, so we leaked from China, probably stolen, just like everything else that pops up on the internet or YouTube.
They really need a diaper or something, all that leakage.
Yeah, that's true. This says deluxe, but there's no way those toys are deluxe. They're like Scout at best.
That looks legit.
No, they look deluxe. It just looks like they have really crappy and simplistic transformations.
There's no way. I mean, there's no way.
That's why I'm not looking for the movie line.
Oh, God. But Chevy Impala, which is, you know, from my employer, Lowe's, Team 48, which is pretty awesome. Again, last week for Christmas, my friend Dusty made me a Team 48 car out of Hot Shot. Pretty awesome.
Yep, Hasbro takes everybody's custom.
He stole the idea. No.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is a thought that counts. That's a really cool gift. But, you know, now Hasbro has to go try to one him up.
But thing is, the Hot Shot mold is better than that, so we're okay.
Yes. I like the car mode, though, in that toy a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all. It's
that's what the movie toys always do really well with the vehicle mode resemblances.
Now, one thing I do question, I was reading on the T-Formers message board, and someone suggested that someone else has the license to make NASCAR toys. Well, you know, I don't really see any NASCAR decals or anything on it. It's entirely possible that they license the car and the Lowe's logo.
Yeah.
And it's just not a NASCAR car. It just happens to be a car that has Lowe's all over. I live in the South. I see those all over the place. They exist.
Plus, it's a Chevy vehicle. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they can
GM somehow owns something.
They can put a number on anything. And is that a race car yet, man?
I've seen enough spray painted threes, you know, in my life that I know you can put a number anywhere.
Oh, the threes.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, you haven't lived until you've seen a hatchback painted like the General Lee.
I've seen a gremlin painted like General Lee.
Nice. Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. Okay. So, the regular run of Transformers Prime will begin on February 11th. So, just a month and a week away. Pretty sweet. At 4:30 p.m. That's not that sweet, but, you know.
I'm fine.
I know it's not a bad time. It's just I'm stuck at work. I guess I need Slingbox or something like that, but I don't have it. Actually, no, I'm still stuck at work even at 4:30.
I'm watching it on YouTube.
No, I will have DVR it.
I don't have the home.
I have it. Hey, Weebum, your
I'm
audio
watching
dropped
it on my
a little
Wii.
Bit. Can you, you're watching it on your Wii. Hey,
yeah, YouTube on my Wii.
You know, actually, that's a good point. You can actually watch us on your Wii, which it only occurred to me a couple weeks ago that if you have a Wii and you have Opera installed on it, which I think everyone should if you don't.
Yeah, it's free, right?
Yeah, it's free now. I think I paid about $5 for it, but still worth mm-hmm. it. Watch us on your Wii.
And TiVo.
Wild
yeah, out. TiVo, yeah. So, sweet.
I actually set that up on mine. What was the link that you had, Brian?
I will link to it.
It's a link to it in the show. Yeah. But yeah, if you go into your settings, you can go to like the web, like web videos. There's a whole section where it'll like RSS it. And yeah, on my full beautiful 37-inch LCD, I'm watching Radio Free Cybertron. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's so sad.
If you watch it on your Wii, it's better to use the XL version of YouTube though, because it's like a different format version of basically YouTube, where it works better for a TV screen as opposed to blowing up a picture the size of a Game Boy screen.
Huh. Yeah, I think I want to make some accommodations to the stream going forward to help people with that. I got some ideas. Okay. So like I said, Transformers Prime, February 11th. Looking forward to that. I really hope Zombie Cliff Jumper comes back. That would be awesome. But,
He needs to be like their pet mascot.
Yes. So, okay, so new toys are showing up in Toys R Us computers. The big one, of course, though, is Masterpiece Rodimus. This was a UK Toys R Us, though.
Yeah, Toys R Us UK.
So, but it's going to show up in the US. It's already been said.
The person who found the listings to start with confirmed later that Masterpiece Rodimus is a worldwide exclusive.
No, you're the one that posted the news on AllSpark. That's awesome. I'm like, hey, I recognize that. Hey, I recognize that Dark Mount on the toilet. That's XV. Sweet.
Yes. So, yes, that is me.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Masterpiece Rodimus, Activator Assortment, Battle Mask. So are we getting another mask? Maybe.
We're always getting a mask.
Now, I know it says Transformers 3, but it should be Transformers 3 Zombie Cliff Jumper.
Yes.
That would be... Yes. That would truly, truly, truly be excellent. But, okay. So, Cyberverse Commander Assortment, Legion Assortment... Arc set.
Wouldn't Zombie Cliff Jumper just be Kane in a bad wig, though?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What's this arc set? I mean, so that makes sense, though.
Exactly what it says right there.
Because that's the arc in the movie. That just helped lends further credence that that's the arc. Okay. Energon Shock Sword. So I guess, what, more roleplay toys?
I would imagine, yeah.
GoBots Assortment. Yeah, I like that sort of thing. GoBots Assortment.
That's promising. That is promising.
That's the fabs.
Yeah.
It's what they're calling the fast section battlers.
Now what, Rob? Repeat that?
It's what they're calling the fast section battlers now, I think.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Yeah. I was hoping for like go bots. That would have
been Don't hold me to that. Don't hold me to that, but I recall reading that somewhere.
Mech Tech Voyager assortment, so that's what Tech Alive or whatever the hell the gimmick was called.
The mech tech stuff is the interchangeable weapon add-ons.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Megaverse Evolution, Optimus Prime Blaster. Are they pulling that out again?
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
My God, I love Nerf guns.
Probably have a bajillion of those. Revving Robots. Robot Fighters Assortment. That would be awesome if it was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. But it's not G1. G1, you got all sorts of crazy crap like that. There's more rhyme and reason to the new Transformers crap.
I still want the Rhinox and Inferno Rock'em Sock'em set that they advertised on Beast Wars.
That would have been awesome. Robo Power Bash Bots.
That sounds awesome. I don't know what it is, but that sounds awesome.
And scanning Ironhide and Sideswipe, which honestly sounds kind of lame.
Kara did scanning figures for the first movie. It was an articulated skeleton that you would clip vehicle parts onto. And they were really expensive and sucked badly.
I don't remember that.
I wouldn't have minded gotten some of those. I remember those. Like those Mega Block toys that are pretty popular with kids where you put together a skeleton and put the armor on.
Yeah, those are awesome.
So, yeah, like all those Iron Man ones that never sold.
Yeah, look at all these halos.
I'm eating during the show. It's super unprofessional. But I can't drink cheer wine anymore because I'm dieting. So I'm eating Vita Tops, which are my new cheer wine. And delicious. Vita Tops.
But cheer wine's not bad for you. It's cheer wine.
It's sugar.
It's cheery.
So
but it's wine.
So you
it's
know,
wine.
I'm either going to be I'm either going to be a coffee fiend or I'm going to be a Vita Tops fiend. So on the show, I'm going to be a Vita Tops fiend. I got to do something.
Vita Top.
I love them.
Are you going to blow all your money and live under a bridge? Either way,
I have. I will.
And then 2 years later, get a great job as a voice guy.
With meth,
you'll be a billionaire.
I need meth. To do that. Toy prices back up. That's like general news.
Yay.
Just like the guess.
Yeah.
Am I the only one here that hasn't found Trax and Jazz?
Yeah,
I have Trax. No Jazz.
I saw Jazz once, but I've never seen Trax.
Did you? I am. I've looked high and low.
You'll see Trax, but no Jazz. Because apparently, well, no, it's Jazz. Even the casual guy's like, dude, Jazz, what's up? And buys it.
It's like Eddie Winslow. Yeah.
Hey, talking about the prices, though, Amanda and I were at Walmart the other day and totally got a deal because when I bought this amazing Thunderwing figure,
he was awesome.
We had I had exchanged one at Target and it was like $10 on sale at the time. Then we come to Walmart and it's $11.88. Well, we're going to ring it up and the cashier's like, isn't this on sale? And my wife, without missing a beat, is like, yeah, I think it's supposed to be like 9 or 10. She goes, okay, brings it up to 9.
That's awesome.
you ever get one of those things like, hang on, let me go get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay, I know that I'm getting old because when that happens, it's always like glucosamine or something like that. It's never something awesome. Yeah. Okay. And,
Alzheimer's meds, right?
What XV?
Your Alzheimer's meds.
Yeah, I do. I need more ginkgo or something. Okay, and then third party. I love covering third party stuff now. There's an animated RC classics upgrade head.
Yeah,
I just don't know what to think about this.
Don, calm down.
No, it doesn't. It's not a headmaster.
It's still not going to happen, Don.
If it was a headmaster, yes, Don, our pal and friend Don would be all over this.
And if it was a headmaster, I would probably be a little less down on the whole concept. But it takes more than just a head swap to make animated RC not an animated toy.
Explain something to me, though, because these pictures, it's great. Did he just recast the entire figure and put the head on it, or what's going on here?
I think so. I mean, for the sample.
Put it in primer.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Oh, okay. So that's lame.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out, did he make a whole figure or what? But yeah, see, and I was like, ooh, why do you do all that?
I guess to make it
the
color.
First reply in the AllSpark thread is somebody saying, seems like a waste. Yeah, not really the compliment I think he was fishing for.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you do all that work, and then the first post is, it kind of sucks.
It's very on and off, the response to this. You know, it's pretty well split with people who are good with the idea and people who don't really see the merit in it, because the whole rest of the figure still looks like animated.
And I like the animated figure. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. It's just going to take more new parts to make it passable with anything but animated.
You know, looking at it, it looks like a. You remember those T-shirts with Megatron and Optimus? A little over a few years ago, the graffiti style.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Japanese one that's like pulled from that picture of the Cybertrons and Destrons. No, never mind.
Maybe, but I was saying because it's kind of exaggerated in the body. Like it looks kind of like one of those odd manga drawings where it's like kind of exaggerated in some parts. I don't know. Yeah. I'm happy with the one I have.
Hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Well, right now we're talking about finding tracks in jazz. You got people talking about that. Apparently, nobody can find them either. So unless you're lucky, and you have a Kohl's that's on top of things.
Yeah, my Kohl's
seems to be like the one place.
I do know. I do know a stalker at Kohl's, though. I may have to use him as a
stalker.
A stalker.
A stalker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, I prefer stalker.
Yeah.
Give it later on this month, maybe February, and they're going to be everywhere. Let these stores start restocking for Christmas.
I mean, I recently ran across a couple of Wave 2 Power Core combiners, so, I mean, crazier things have happened.
I saw Battle in Space the other day at a Walmart.
Battle in Space is everywhere now.
Yeah, come winter, it's going to be like, God, these damn jazzes, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be $5.
No, I can't wait for the Battle in Space set to go on clearance. I want it on clearance pretty bad. I've got it.
It's a pretty good deal for $20.
It's a great deal for $20, even though there's something wrong with Hot Rod. His paint job is awesome, but just something I don't like. Something just doesn't sit right with me about his build quality.
Just something ain't right.
There might be some mold degradation starting to happen. That mold's been through the ringer a few times now.
It's mostly in the seams where the plastic meet.
That mold needs recasting.
Yeah, it's not.
I guess that mold's gotten more used than you think when you sit down.
It has.
You put in American and Japanese release as well as Europe release. There you got several different releases already from the initial releasing. And then you look at the different repaints. You know, there's several repressings of that mold. If they haven't updated that mold, it's going to start showing where. If you're saying the seams are showing, yeah, that mold's degrading.
And you know what you got to worry about at this point? You know, the club exclusive Cyburn figures probably have not been produced yet.
Oh.
So you got to kind of wonder what those are going to end up being like.
I love BotCon and I love the Transformers Club, but, you know, their stuff is kind of iffy in quality anyway.
He's probably going to be pretty loose if Dion's any judge, because Dion was a lesser quality plastic to fit the price point.
Yeah. So we got
one more third party item before we move on to the next thing. Recently, there was pictures of the Cuphead with the Saigar that iGear is producing. We've actually got a price on that now.
Oh, God.
They're going to be selling it for $12 with free shipping. And it's going to come with a second head with no cigar.
Well, that's not so bad.
If they that's actually amazingly sane.
I'm still impressed with a sidearm, but, you know.
Yeah, if the head without the cigar actually looks pretty good, I might actually get that set.
I hate the cigar.
Just well, I do, too. That's why I'm banking on the other head to sell it.
I'm just going to go with...
Oh, that ship, that is not bad at all.
I'm just going to accept Walter Matthau Cup that's coming stock. I fought razor blades, hot rods.
That's Cup trying to find his dentures.
Exactly. Awesome. You want an old man, we'll give you an old man.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and, like I said, Amy's not on the show this week, but she did send us an update because she is really excited about Ongoing 15. So let's go ahead and jump to Amy real quick with news on Ongoing 15.
Hello, Radio Free Cybertron listeners. This is Lady Wreck, and I am here to give you a little comic goodness for your listening enjoyment tonight. Out today is Transformers Drift Trade Paperback. So if you get a chance to go to your local comic shop and they have pre-ordered the Transformers Drift Trade Paperback, you will be able to pick it up. If not, hopefully you got some Amazon pre-orders put in already. I did, so that's where I will have to be waiting for maybe, you know, a couple weeks for it to actually finally show up on my doorstep. But yes, Trade Paperback of Drift is out today. Also out today is the Transformers Prime first issue, and there are going to be four of them. Now, this has already been released in digest form earlier, like September, October, I'm not quite sure. I could go look it up, but I'm not going to. The thing is that, you can get the single issues now, whereas the digest was about as big as your hand or a CD case. These ones will be full-size, full-fledged, single-issue comic books, comic issues that you can read. So if you didn't think that the small digest version was big enough, you can get the full version in your local comic shop today. And I believe every week we'll be getting a new one of these till the end of the month. But... also out today is Ongoing 15. Now, I have reviewed this on T-Formers, so if you want to, you can go over there and read that. Basically, it is a continuation from 14. In fact, it might actually really feel like you're getting the same story, only told with a little bit more information. And if you remember 14, we got the story of Joe Gadley. Gladkey, who was the shooter, Bumblebee shooter, who, I mean, it set up perfectly how, you know, he was a scared man at night, and yeah, he started looking online and ordered, you know, a special weapon that could protect him and his family, and then he started listening to the radio, which started talking to him, and yeah. In 15, we get a more complete story of how that happened. So it's like, they teased us in 14 and then gave us 15 and gave us the same story, except they told more. Yeah. 14, we also got a situation where the Autobots coming back from across the seas, who were there fighting, you know, Combaticons and Predacons, came back and it caused an international incident. They come back on a ship, or not on a ship, on an airplane, and are blown out of the sky. We don't see that in 15, unfortunately. So, you're going to want to definitely get 14 just for that. We also talk about, you know, same thing. 14 gave us the weapons that looked like Megatron, and 15 explained just a little bit more where they came from and who built them. Like I said, I'm just going to cut it short right here. I'm not going to continue to tell you everything about 15 because it is indeed stuff that we've already gotten in 14. My review what I really would like to say that I haven't said already in my review that is on T-Formers is that if we would have taken all of the elements between both 14 and 15 and combined it into one comic, that would be preferable than getting two different comics telling the same story over twice. If I'm going to get a story, I don't want to have to repeat and rehash the same elements of the story over again, you know, over with a different point of view. You know, I just, you tell it to me once, I don't need to read it 15 times. Just tell the story. Don't worry about whether or not we're getting it. We got it, okay? And if you keep on changing the details, it's going to get redundant. So, yeah, we have Don Figueroa. This is his last issue. Next month, we will be getting a new artist, Alex Milne. Same colorist, though, Andrew Dollhouse. I'm not a fan, so, yeah. And that is all for the Comic Corner this week.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
So, hey, thank you, Amy. This week in history, JD, what's going on?
All right, well, there you go, January 4th. It's the day apparently comics died, because in 1992, Marvel Comics ended in the UK with issue 332, which is a little bit longer than the US run. And by, what, 250 issues? In fact, my dealer today was trying to sell me the last issue. Anyway,
the last issue, really?
Yeah, he has issue 80.
How much does he want to sell it for?
He was about to offer me 40 or less.
I sold that for $100 on eBay 10 years ago. I would buy it.
Nice.
Wow. I sold G.I. Joe 155 for like 70. So yeah, I would buy that.
So 40 was a good deal.
I would say so. Yeah.
I will think about that. Hopefully no one is listening that's from Oklahoma.
Where you live. Where beep, beep, beep. Okay.
Yeah, anyway. I'll be back on Friday. Hey, this isn't Postal Friday. I'll be back on Friday.
All right.
Anyway, 2005, Dreamwave Productions officially declares bankruptcy.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
To the surprise of everyone reading.
We all know who that was all about.
IRC was a buzz that day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, the memories.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to Chris McFeely, who is sharing with us this week in the Wiki Spotlight, Retgar.
All right, thank you, Brian. As I said, once again, it is time for the TF Wiki Spotlight, and as always, for that, we go to Chris McFeely. Sir, what do you have for us in the new year?
Well, in this happy new year, I'm going with the old reliable standby route, which is to go for this new month's new featured article. And this month, it's Retgar, getting commemorated with a new universe toy, not universe,
Generations.
Not even Generations, just no. Adjectiveless Transformers, Reveal the Shield, whatever. That line, the one in the gold box. A new Retgar. He's out. Yes. So, Retgar is our featured article for this month. Despite being one of the new characters from Transformers the movie, and hence one who is quite well remembered given the sheer persistence of memory that the movie has, Retgar, not in a lot of stuff. You might be surprised when you read this article how little Retgar was in stuff. The Japanese did not go mad for Retgar. He appears in one episode of Headmasters, and he's not in any manga, and they didn't make many crazy little figures out of him, and he just received no love over there at all. So there's not much there. But what there is quite interesting stuff. Weird alternate future comic book stories at the heart of some of the big divergences between the UK Marvel comics and the US ones, down to his strange and brief little appearances in the Dreamwave comics, and the Transformers Legends anthologies to more quirky things like Transformers in 3D comics and sticker books. And some rather interesting tidbits of information that we've picked up from the character from the draft script of Transformers the movie that was recently purchased at auction from Ron Friedman, and design sketches from Floridiri and things like that. So some real nice behind-the-scenes notes on Wreck-Gar and Junkionisms in general. So a little bit less than you might expect from Wreck-Gar, but then also some more than you might be expecting as well. So Wreck-Gar is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
New spaceship destroyed by Decepticon fire. Springer, the toughest of the Autobot triple changers, crash lands on planet Junkion.
Hurry, hurry! Operators are standing by! No welcome way to hit a stranger!
Junkion Wreck-Gar transforms from motorcycle to robot. And triple changer Springer transforms from car to helicopter to robot. The Transformers, each sold separately from Hasbro.
Hi, this is Joe Ives, also known as the Metal Hawk Guy, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
So I know this is a podcast, but back in the day of RFC, we would insert a lot of music because we wanted to keep that whole radio vibe going. And once in a while, a song comes along that I really want to listen to, and this week it's the Beast Wars Japanese theme, War, War, Stop It. I can't speak Japanese, but man, I love that song. That was just a selection from the Japanese Beast Wars theme, War, War, Stop It. You can find the whole song on YouTube, but I just wanted to share that with you. We may do this more and more going forward because there's so much great Transformers music that we just overlook these days. All of the great songs from our youth and from the Japanese Transformers are readily available now on CD. So let's support it by playing it, listening to it, and when available, purchasing it. So now back to your regularly scheduled Radio Free Cybertron.
Superhero time. Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero Time, here we go. We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, we are back. Thank you, Chris McFeely and JD, with the Wiki Spotlight. This week, always awesome. Glad to have you back. Tune in next week for more. That's a reminder to you, JD, to actually record it. So,
yeah, for the show.
Yes.
You keep talking, and next thing you're going to need a Meatloaf sound clip.
Yeah. I need, actually, let me see. What's the closest thing that I have to a Meatloaf sound clip? This right here.
I've never seen anything this beautiful in the entire galaxy.
Okay.
All right, give me the bomb.
That's the closest one. That was the first thing I saw.
Okay. That should be the Wiki Spotlight if we don't have anything. Here comes Kristen Feely with Wiki Spotlight. It's just like a random MP3.
Yeah,
we can fight the moonlight people. That was Chris McFeely singing. Can't fight the moonlight.
Can't fight the moonlight. Okay, so 2010 was awesome. We got all sorts of great Generations toys. We had an awesome BotCon in Orlando, Florida. We got a new Transformers series. There was IDW. There was lots of other awesome stuff going on in the Transformers world. I really think I've said this before. It's really the best time ever to be a trans fan, and in recent memory, anyway, 2010 has been, I think,
since
the best
2004.
Year. Yeah. So what's made, you know, this year so great? You know, what do you guys think? What's made 2010 so awesome?
Plenty of boxes of Flutie Flakes.
candy recalls that you can still get at Dollar Tree. I saw yesterday. But Power Core Combiners, I mean, pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like them.
I guess, unless you're Hasbro.
Unless you're trying to sell them, but if you, you know.
Trying to make money off them.
I quite enjoy the Power Core Combiners, and hopefully before long I'll be able to get them all at a nifty clearance price.
For $20.
I still need to buy Wave 3.
$20 down and take them all home.
The Destrons are quite pleasant, even though it's a bunch of repaints. I'm happy.
I'm happy I got that set for $15 instead of $20.
Christmas.
Does that count?
Christmas.
Yeah.
I ain't bought shit in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But no. Lots of stuff happened. What else happened that made 2010 so great?
G2rific BotCon.
Yes.
Yeah. G2rific. That was awesome.
Us on a 90s meme for like a better part of spring and summer.
Yeah, I mean, who really saw that coming? I mean, you kind of thought maybe they would do that, but you never really thought they'd go, you know, head first in like they did.
I mean, they really went in, and literally it was like for a while there people were like, remember Alice in Chains?
you know, we're an anomaly. The guys on the show I think are an anomaly as far as the fandom's concerned. Not everyone loves G2 like it deserves. I love G2. I think G2 is one of the best things that's ever happened to Transformers. And the
it's
fact
so bright and cheerful.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that Hasbro, the fact that the Transformers Club, Fun Pub went in and actually put so much effort into this. There was some awesome stuff in that set.
You know what was missing from that set though?
Sideswipe.
What I was thinking of is classic Bumblebee with all the car parts chromed gold.
That would have been nice. That would have been.
How about some big Grim?
Yeah.
Yeah, blue Grimlock tattoo.
Yes.
Headband optional.
Yes.
That would be the third party add-on kit.
I'm happy. I'm really happy that we didn't get a G2 Optimus, which would have been the most boring exclusive ever.
I would say I'm surprised, but Hasbro's not really willing to let them do like Optimus Primes. Quite as much.
Well, they have before.
You got the shattered glass one, but that's a little different.
It's a little different, but
the thing is, their G2 Prime would literally just be a black trailer and like, go buy a Classics.
It would have been the Classics with the Autobot sticker and the name, because it had his name on his leg, or is this just...
It just came to me.
I'm Optimus Prime.
Straight re-release of Classics Optimus. Sure shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rename it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, it was all Euro exclusives, right?
Yeah.
But no, if they had done a G2 Prime, they would have had to, instead of remolding parts on the toy itself, put that budget into making the sound box for him.
And that technology is cheaper than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to make it just as big and clunky as the original one, or they'd lose the spirit of the set.
Big and clunky and extra ridiculous robotic voices.
Yeah.
And listen to the voice of terror. I am Megatron.
And just random sound effects like
Megatron attack. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. But yeah, so, you know, BotCon had a great set. BotCon itself, I didn't like the location so much, except for the fact that it was convenient. And I got it. And, you know, I also didn't
kind of pricey.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything other than BotCon. I you know, there's like a late night. Well, I mean, we did lots of stuff. I mean, you know, lots of stuff.
There was late night sushi and karaoke.
You know, with Scott McNeil and like all the voice actors up there, and like the suits at Hasbro. So I mean, that was interesting. But when it came to the Disney World stuff, I didn't do a thing.
You know, that's probably one of my main gripes with Fun Pub doing BotCon is that they always pick vacation locations.
Yeah,
it's like. The majority of people aren't leaving that hotel except to go to Meijer or McDonald's. You know, they can literally...
That doesn't exist.
Exactly. They could go to Birmingham, Alabama and hold BotCon.
Yeah.
And y'all still
Durham
go.
Again.
They don't do Durham. Definitely do not do Durham. Except for the fact
actually,
that I could...
Actually, Birmingham, Alabama would be perfect because that's a low price.
Birmingham's pretty
Durham
nice
would be
enough.
Close. But I mean,
Birmingham's not even far from me. I could make that a trip.
I mean, obviously, John liked 05, but I liked 05 because
I can almost see that hotel from my where I live right
but
now.
The mall across the field. Actually, you could just walk to a place to go shopping. You know, have a variety.
It feels hot.
Awesome.
I know the next one, but the next one after that one, I'm telling you, it's going to be OKC. It's going to happen.
You know what?
You think so?
It's going to be on the moon.
Yeah. Not in a million years.
Not in a million years.
It's going to be on the moon.
Wait, where'd you think it was going to be?
In Oklahoma what? City.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
I think it should be in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And nobody will leave the hotel.
Yeah.
Nothing in Kansas. North Dakota.
No, we'll just have it in College Park over here.
Yeah. Oh, no, College Park, Maryland. I like that one better.
No, College Park, Georgia. I mean, literally. Where are you guys going? There's a Citgo down there with all the drugs and prostitutes you don't want.
So,
and they'll totally stay in the hotel.
There was a pretty good selection of animated toys that actually came out in 2010 that we kind of didn't expect because... Yep. Animated is basically dead. So we finally got RC in Cybertronian Mode Ratchet. Hey, there you go. Rodimus and Ironhide. Of course, Ironhide being a repaint of Ratchet. Still not
Which
bad.
I like better.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's
and
great.
And Toys R Us selling them for $18.50 each. You can still find most of those now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, what the hell? I was going to be cynical about Generations because I'm like, it was Classics in Universe 2.0 again. But at the same time, the scope of Generations is different than Universe and Classics, being that it's more broad.
It's
and the quality of toy is better.
Much, much more broad.
Yeah. You get video game toys, for God's sake.
You got Straxus.
You get Dark Mouse, who can sit in a chair and pet a cat.
It's you can stop and say, we got a new... Thunderwing, which is awesome, but the fact is the Thunderwing name's still been out there. They actively searched a way to make Straxus happen. You know, there's a little more work going into this other than what's available.
Yeah, and of course you can just get Monzo. Hey, Monzo, is this available? Yeah, it's available. Okay, let's get it.
Send him a Christmas card, put him on the list.
Yes. Yeah, so when the world ends, Monzo will be one of the people that you want to be friends with.
I have a shelter.
Yeah, Monzo is so awesome.
I love Monzo.
We need to revive Stump Monzo. So okay,
or something with him,
or something with Monzo.
How about something like a
vehicle, Monzo?
Ask Monzo.
Oh, just here's a question.
Not worth a contest or anything.
You got anything?
The Monzo spotlight.
The Monzo spotlight, yeah.
Because he's got such a big base of random knowledge. He's the walking Wikipedia. He could probably be like, so, Monzo, tell us something. You guys know much about ExoPork? Well, turns out they were going to make a toy of ExoPork, and he could go for like an hour on ExoPork. The very one-note mini-con from a coloring book in Japan. He probably knows more about it than anyone.
He's up there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So with Generations, we got all sorts of neat things. We also got, not Generations, but we got Classics, or the G1 Masterpiece Grimlock. Pretty sweet. I love mine. We got that in the U.S. finally this year.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
It's a great one. I like it better than Optimus.
Yes.
Optimus is a really overblown toy.
Optimus is a brilliant, brilliant robot with a mediocre to awful vehicle mode.
Optimus is a wonderful... this is Transformers, you know, something like a very nice plaque on the wall.
This is Transformers' art. Optimus is Transformers' art.
I get the same effect of the really nice robot mode on this little $10 Ultimate Battle Optimus.
That's true.
And I can transform this in about 5 seconds.
That's also true.
And
does it have a glowing matrix?
No.
Glowing matrix trumps that, my friend.
You know, that's probably my biggest disappointment with that matrix, is that here I had Big Convoy for a year being able to open up and put it over people's hands. You get the masterpiece one. This one's going to be awesome.
You press a button and that's it.
Two fingers.
Yeah.
Like, can't even get his hands around. I was like, really? Could... I don't know.
Yeah.
Make awesome. It bigger. Right. Thing's huge.
You know what I find interesting though is the fact that in the Battle in Space set they include a matrix, and it's the one from the New Year's Convoy.
Yeah, you got the necklace loops and
stuff. It has the loops. It doesn't have the chain, but I have mine. Beast Wars Megatron clutching it here. It's pretty sweet.
I've got my old Japanese matrix necklaces around here somewhere. I need to pull those out for a show. You guys remember those, right?
Vaguely.
From early 2000, 2001.
Were they casting the...
They're plastic on a cheap chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's an Autobot and Decepticon one.
Yeah,
it's lame. Around here somewhere. I need to... Hey, guys. Bling, bling.
Awesome. Lots of other things. Like I said, Power Core Combiners happened. We got our first glimpse of Dark of the Moon. Did anyone else see the Dark of the Moon trailer in the theater?
No.
No.
The reaction to it was mixed.
That was a diplomatic
trick.
I remember seeing the Revenge of the Fallen trailer, and everyone was going crazy. And I was like, why are you going crazy?
Of course, then they actually saw Revenge of the Fallen, and I think this time it stuck the disconnect between trailer and movie.
Yeah, of course, with Dark of the Moon, for the first... 45 seconds for the first half of it, you have no clue what it is, and people are asking, what was that? Why, what is this? Why is what, huh? There's no anticipation that really grows in watching the trailer. It's just confusing.
Let's be real, the Dark of the Moon trailer is not very exciting. That Revenge of the Fallen trailer is like a roller coaster ride of cool scenes and action and explosions. Dark of the Moon's like reboot.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly what it is. People are like, but That's not the 1960s. What this? What? Huh? It's just because people are reboot scared now because they quote unquote rebooted James Bond. They've rebooted this. They rebooted that.
They're doing too many reboots, Batman. I think for
like,
public.
Are they already rebooting Transformers? They should. But
really.
But you know.
But too soon.
It's too soon. Yeah, it's definitely too soon. But Spider-Man, kill it, reboot it. Okay, sorry, I said it.
They already did.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Gotta throw that in there.
Yes.
You two rebooted it.
What is potentially the biggest news of the year, depending on your opinion, is War for Cybertron.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, who saw that coming?
Sure.
And right on the par with reboots there.
Yeah, I mean, it launched the new Transformers timeline. It was a pretty decent game. It was it's a top tier game at the very least.
Wow. Yeah, it was main. It wasn't a movie tie in or anything. It was a pretty anticipated game, even by people at GameStop. Were like, dude, you see a new Transformers game? Yeah, man, high five.
While I absolutely think Armada for PlayStation is great and it's a good game, it's not considered a top shelf game. War for Cybertron is top shelf. I wouldn't say it's better than Armada.
It's not a better Transformers game than Armada.
But it's a more polished game. I still yet to finish it, but I anticipate doing so.
Armada is great because it actually grasps all the concepts it's doing. War for Cybertron is a spin the wheel shooter on Xbox.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still a really good game.
Yeah. It's definitely a step up from the last few games we got, which were the movie tie-ins, which were all crap.
Yeah, I got to destroy how many trees in 20 seconds? What the f***?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty nice, awesome. Rob. Yeah, way to go, Rob.
I'm still mad about that.
That's another half hour of Brian stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a letter from Kim. Dear Rob. Brian does not come to bed every night.
I haven't seen Brian in 3 days.
Yes.
What he does in there.
And he says it's because of you, Rob. What's going on?
So, Transformers Prime, we saw the first miniseries from that, and it was pretty good. Opinions are mixed. I really liked it.
It's enjoyable.
It's
a start.
Yeah, it's watchable. Stick with it.
You know, I loved animated, but I wasn't that enthralled with animated to begin with. You know, my knee-jerk reaction is more positive with Prime. I mean, you know, who knows where it's going to go.
I think it reminds you of Beast Wars.
Yeah, it does. It does and it doesn't. It doesn't have the sharp. It doesn't have the wit of Beast Wars.
No, but it looks like
it could.
But it could. Beast Wars didn't really have the wit of Beast Wars to begin with.
No, it didn't.
First, two-parter was not exactly a good episode.
No.
So, maybe.
But it's in HD, Prime is beautiful. It's sparse, but beautiful.
You know,
once they build more models, I mean, it's going to be a pretty darn convincing, 3D scape. What, Rob?
You know, we were saying about how it seems to be like they're beating us over the head with the seriousness of the Prime show. But, I've just recently started playing the War for Cybertron for 360. It's there, too. I think in the reboot, it really is. It's freaking serious this time, guys, is the whole motive. Not the Prime story or whatever. Just now it's going to be dirty and gritty, I guess.
They're definitely taking themselves more seriously.
Yeah, we're not getting Bumblebee saying, "Don't be. I like my name."
Yeah.
We get Bulkhead, "Look away, guts."
That's fine. I mean, anything else? I mean, this was 2010, the year of the third party.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of stuff announced, if not released. We got a lot of knockoff Seekers.
It's definitely the year of the third party, and that Hasbro pretty much gave you a non-committal answer in terms of the third parties, right? They're just like, oh, well, you know.
Which is really interesting. It's really interesting.
Hasbro
still around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you're doing accessories, guys, and if you're making a figure, try to stay in China.
I think for Hasbro's standpoint, I think it would end up being a game of whack-a-mole, right? Because they would just have to go after each individual company and then spend all the time in litigation
When it comes to knockoffs, absolutely, you're totally right. But when it comes to these third parties, I don't know. I think you sue a company into, you know, oblivion. I don't think that many other companies that are in this market are going to pop up. I think you have one precedence and, you know, it's done.
And I get the feeling that, you know, Fans Project and, you know, BT Toys and things like that, they're not making a really fat profit off these things.
No, these are the kind of people we meet at BotCon who walk up and say, hey, let me show you what I'm working on. And these are people who are fans. Yeah. You may think that, you know, some of the stuff's questionable, but, you know, people may think this podcast is questionable, but, you know, we do it anyway because we love doing it. Since Hasbro has given their, you know, their quote unquote blessings, like, hey, you know, don't make too big a deal of this, I'm not going to condemn them for it.
Well, I'm sure off the books the Hasbro design team is really getting a kick out of some of the stuff these groups are doing.
Yeah, I mean when they start doing like miniature versions of Masterpiece Prime, I mean that's
when they cross the line.
That should be shut down.
But with the heads and the guns and all that, they've always been okay with that stuff.
Yeah.
But you also got to stop and say,
they
why
love
would Hasbro...
Star. I mean, and the stickers, so...
The Lucas Brothers one actually got official release at BotCon 07.
What?
The Vector Sigma thing, remember? It was only sold through the BotCon shop.
Okay.
What I was saying is, when it comes to chasing down these guys... how many hundred of these things get made incomplete? I mean, does it even get to 1,000 of them that they actually make?
I think a lot of them get into the thousands, but I would be shocked if any of these hit 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, what's the number of new Cupheads coming out? 500?
Cupheads.
About how many adult collectors are going to buy cups?
I'm not.
About 500?
You're not buying a cup?
Oh, geez, maybe.
The toy. Yeah, the toy. Yes, I'm buying a cup. I'm not buying the head. I don't have a problem with the cup head that we got.
Hmm. I'm fine with it too, especially considering the head costs as much as the toy. But
yeah,
it's just, you know, they're probably gonna be like, okay, we're projecting about 300 adult collectors to buy the cup toy, and they're making a couple of thousand of these, and they're sold out of all the stores. Well, Walmart's not gonna try to liquidate them.
Yeah.
You know, but after the kids, the aunts buy them, eh, it's a truck.
You know, and one thing, you know, as a content producer in the Transformers fandom, I'm thankful that Hasbro doesn't crack down on things. I mean, because,
right,
you know, there are certain things that we use that Hasbro could say, hey, you shouldn't do that. And I know that they pay attention. I mean, I know very well that they pay attention. But, if, you know, one of the first checks I did is during the, Hasbro Q&A, one of the T-Formers questions was, hey, do you pay attention to Transformers fan media? And, you know, I was just curious, and they're like, yes, we absolutely pay attention to every single thing that comes mm-hmm. out. So, hey, Hasbro, how's it going?
Well, it just goes back to about, was it late 89, early 90s, maybe 91, when Hasbro sent that letter to the Transmasters saying you can use our trademark stuff as long as you're not making a profit off it.
Yeah, and we're definitely not making a profit off it.
Yeah, it's like if you're making a... Well, I mean, the sites with their ads, they're like, yeah, okay, that's fine, but as long as you're not putting your Autobot symbol on a coffee cup and selling it, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, you're free advertisement. Keep it up. Just don't, like, do anything weird, like put your site full of MP3s and video game hacks up and call it Dinobot.com.
Oh, I don't think that. I don't think that kid put up stuff. He just had the domain Dinobot.com. Hasbro's like, no. I mean, yeah, it wasn't like a hacker site or anything like that.
I heard it always had a bunch of files on it, but...
Okay, a mother bought her son Dinobot.com years ago for his birthday, and for whatever reason, Hasbro was like, no, you know, you can't do that. I don't remember anything negative being on it, but...
And on the other hand, Insecticons.com is in a fan's hands right now, and, you know, nothing's happened with that.
But yeah, is Insecticons, so, is that a trademark? I know Insecticon is a trademark. I mean,
you could probably make a case for it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you
can. I mean, if they wanted to, they could go after it.
You know,
but, I mean,
by Transformers Animated.com
is not...
Right? Yeah, that's in the fan's hands.
A whole... Yeah, it's a fan site. So as a whole, that is trademarked. It's not a...
But they're not doing anything degradational, so in case they were like... Oh, someone's got Transformers brand site. What's on here? Oh,
porn.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, porn.
See, what about porn? I am a domain fiend. I will buy domains, you know, just if I have a random idea. I mean, I own several domains, but there are all sorts of domains that I would love to have that, you know, I was like, oh, Transformers. Oh, I don't want to put Transformers into it. I mean, I probably could, but.
T-formers with a Z.com.
Yeah. But you know, then there are times like I could take something. I have something like I could put T-Former in it. I'm like, well, no, that's Jax. I'm not going to take T-Former. It's like, you know, because we're our domain, primary domain is tfradio.net, which, you know, most, you know, 70% of the people who listen, 80% of the people, you know, listen via podcast. But, you know, we have an expanding video audience week to week and on YouTube, and we have actually lots of different outlets. And I don't really know that I want to focus on the radio term. You know, I would like to have like a site that's like transformersvideo.com. We have tfvideo.net. But, you know, picking a domain and not infringing on somebody somewhere is kind of hard.
Yeah.
We're the Tans fans. Okay, sorry, Bessie. You're going to get a poorly worded email about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, anything else on this topic? John, what's the chat have to say about the year of 2010?
They really liked Generations, as we all did. Drift got a lot of specific attention.
Drift is amazing.
Tension.
He's such a crappy character, but he's such an amazing toy.
Unfortunately, Blur doesn't turn out quite as amazing because most of Drift's amazing is the sword.
I could have snagged a Drift it would have been like $30, but at BotCon, because somebody had just cracked open a case. And I didn't, because I hate Drift. I mean, he sucks. It doesn't look that great. No, it's a fantastic toy. It's probably Toy of the Year.
It's a great toy of a very boring character.
Yeah.
I like Blur just a bit better because of the guns.
He's
I don't
blue.
Know why.
He's blue. But
he's not a very good Blur.
Prettier, I would give him that.
Blur's pretty.
He's not a very good Blur, but he's an amazing action
figure. What else, John? What else did they talk, or are they talking about?
You have PCCs.
Oh, now, do they generally like PCCs, or do they think that that's...
Yeah. Well, I think they got a lot of... I mean, when you originally asked the question, PCCs was talked about a little bit. So, I mean, I think the thing with PCCs is it wasn't a mainstream hit, but I think trans fans in general clearly liked them, I guess, or paid way more attention to them than the mass audience.
No,
you know?
I mean,
they didn't get any marketing push at all behind
them. Power Core Combiners are very close to my heart, and I'll share a little more than I've shared before. I actually got into some legal trouble over Power Core Combiners. I'm not going to go too far into details, but I'm on great terms with Hasbro, really great terms. So it was kind of iffy for a while, but it was over Power Core Combiners. So I have a vested interest, so to speak, in Power Core Combiners, success. So I love Power Core Combiners. I want more of them. I want you to buy them so that I can have more. They're the best thing ever in my terms, in my heart.
In all honesty, wouldn't you think Power Core Combiners was kind of like Armada 2.0 and not
yes.
just because of mini cons, but the reaction alone? It's like there's an even divide.
Yeah.
And the level of innovation, though. I think the level of innovation is, as far as technology is good. You know,
it's the Armada concept again.
Basically, yeah. But, as far as, the Minicons were new and interesting and crazy. Well, this whole Power Core Combiner thing is new and interesting and crazy. It's awesome. But unlike, I have buckets of Minicons, I'm not going to have buckets of Power Core Combiners because nobody's buying them.
Yeah, there's not going to be a Japanese set with a bunch of pink drones, which I'm very disappointed over.
And you know why nobody's buying them? For two reasons. One, there's no fiction around them. Two, there's no Optimus Prime Power Core Combiner.
Yep.
No.
But you can't you have to give credit to Hasbro for trying something that's different.
If they would absorb them into the mainline, no problem.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they'd be an interesting side thing to a mainline. It would be interesting if they tied it in with even like TF Prime or something.
It doesn't even
have to be the movie.
Yeah, you call it one of them Barricade, and you call one of them Bumblebee, and you've got something that somebody will buy. But Bombshock, what's that? I don't want Bombshock. I want Bruticus.
The concept sells itself. It's building block Transformers. It's got everything that kids would like: collectability, adding, combining, interchangeability. It's just not attached to anything. Our emails from Hasbro, they say it's modern continuity. Well, great. Little Jimmy doesn't know about that.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Right. Exactly.
It fights his Ninja Turtles and, his Harry Potter stuff. He doesn't care.
No.
And his Saban's Mask Rider.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw, XV. Quick on the draw.
His parasites.
Yeah. Always within arm's reach.
Yeah.
But awesome. Okay, so I guess that's it for this topic. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into our subtopic that we have for this week. Boxes of stuff. I have tubs and tubs of Transformers that I am constantly encouraged to sell. And I don't want to sell. Because I parted with so much stuff in the past that, it's part of me. I love my Transformers. I don't want to get rid of them. I don't care that I'll never touch, I don't care that, what was that? Was it Insecticon from Energon? The one that looks like a big bad Beetleborg?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care that I'm never going to touch that toy again. I still want it. I know it's in a tub in a room three rooms down. It's buried under lots of stuff. I don't want to get rid of it. It's mine.
It's a part of your life.
Yeah, Rob, you have a whole room of that stuff.
Yep.
JD, what are you going to do with your stuff?
Well, I mean, specifically, like... What the problem that I have is that not only do I have like figures, but I actually saved like the boxes that the figures came in.
I used to do that. I'll keep cards, boxes. If I really want to keep it, I break it down. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm. No, they're solid boxes. So I have like
God,
four
I can't do that
bins, four large like the plastic style bins worth of boxes.
Yeah, but when you don't break the boxes down, it's not hard to get that many together.
Okay, this is stupid. I can't justify it. American stuff, I break down. Japanese stuff, the boxes remain intact.
I think that's where I'm at. Most of what I have are Japanese. And the American stuff, I've probably thrown most of that
out. I don't know. I can't tell you why I do that, but I bet it's pretty common.
I used to break to keep the boxes complete and together and everything in them that came. But then I ran out of room. So now it's like the ornate boxes, like the reissues or the BotCon stuff.
Oh, the BotCon stuff, of course.
Yeah, well, of course. But you get what I'm saying. The more ornate boxes. The rest of them, I have these big Tupperware coffins full. And then right now, several boxes full of them where I need to get another Tupperware coffin. But yeah, I used to organize them. Did anyone else organize them for a purpose?
No. No, I was no, we didn't.
I want a Tupperware coffin for when I die.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect. But,
I don't remember made coffin.
Well, I kept a hold of them for the purpose. Did you guys remember towards early internet when everyone was like, does anyone got any scans?
Oh, yeah.
That was my purpose. I was going to start scanning them.
Oh, God. I was on the scanning scene for a while, and it's not fun.
I am backlogged by about 2,500 packages, so it's not going to happen. The only ones I've thrown away is PVC boxes where I've kept one or two of them and threw the excesses away. But yeah, every single one that I got in a package, except for childhood, it's in there. I could have built a room at one time and I decided not to.
Yeah. I fantasize of having a really awesome job someday. I have a good job, but an awesome job where I can afford a new house. Where I have a wing dedicated to toys that Kim never, ever goes into.
It's like hit behind a secret wall with a bookcase in front of it.
Basically. So, yeah. So JD, what are you going to do? My recommendation to you is I would clip the tech specs or clip any of the art or clip, like, you know, the little bio and toss the rest.
Well, I mean, if I'm not even going to bother with that. I mean, if the boxes, I'm assuming the boxes are worthless. I mean, that's what I want to kind of know. And if it's
depending on who,
yeah. What are we talking about?
I mean, this is all fairly recent. Probably RID, most of it, or Car Robot or whatever. Forward.
You could probably sell some of those on eBay.
You know, you could. I remember it used to be a BotCon. There was boxes of boxes for sale.
I've seen those.
Yeah. They do that on eBay anyway.
I was given boxes one time, worked out so that way I could actually put some toys in the box for storage purpose. Because like Machine Wars stuff, I got that stuff loose and now I got boxes to put them in. It's like, yeah, it's missing the instructions in the wire.
So I could try to sell them maybe.
You could. Yeah, what are the chances
of
you...
Anyone would... Well, I'll do an inventory, and any of our listeners would like to make me an offer. No. Okay.
Heck, you could do that. I don't care. You know what you could do? Slagicon.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, awesome. Actually, that's a good idea.
I think most of us are going to try to make... I mean, it's either or, I think, for me as well, BotCon. I'm really going to try to do both, because Slagicon's not that far. I can really do that.
Slagicon's doable.
BotCon is doable too. I mean, it's funny. Kim and I are talking about, you know, dates and things for the year, and something was like, "Are you doing this?" Or, "Oh, you're going to be at BotCon." So the expectation is already that I'm going to be at BotCon, which is really awesome. But because you know, I've never traveled that far to BotCon before. I've never flown to BotCon. I've always traveled, you know, on the road. So we'll see.
You know, if it wasn't in California, I'd be there. It's just, it's in California. I could have went to BotCon 04, but I didn't because that's a...
It wasn't official.
No, I don't care about that. That's a pretty big trip. That's a week. I mean, that's not just a overnighter, you know? Well, I guess it is, but you're sleeping.
I did Portland basically as a weekend trip.
I did New York in a weekend too, I guess you're right.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's the added 1,000 where I'm like, hold up, it's starting to get. I need to buy groceries.
I'm definitely going to have to room with people. It may be another BotCon on the floor, which is how I do BotCon every year anyway. So
you did BotCon on the floor, wedged up against the door.
Well, I did BotCon. Yeah, this year that's how I did it for the T-formers. But
you could always do it in the closet.
Yeah,
Elbat was up.
Yeah. So, okay. Anything else to need, John? Anything in the chat? Anything else we need to cover? Twitter theater. I almost forgot.
Theater,
How could we forget the institution?
Oh my god, this one is crazy. Rob, tell us.
I can't follow this one up, guys. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I've hit the plateau in videos. This happened. This is real. Someone thought, and someone really believed in this.
I'm not putting this one up on the screen. I'm just going to let you explain it.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes long. It's not going to be good for showing the audience. I know John watched. I mean, I know JD watched it. I know Brian watched it. Any of your guys watch it?
Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
I watch it every week.
Okay. That's my martini sipping soul brother right there.
Hell yeah. Continue.
For our audience, what this is I found a clip from some super religious extremist using clips of the Transformers 2007 movie and Bible quotes to prove that Transformers the movie is part of an overall conspiracy to desensitize the world.
Against
that totally makes sense.
So YouTube we can
So we can join the armies of the Antichrist and bring in Jesus and God. And it goes as far as to say Megatron is actually meant to stand in as Jesus because he was dead and came back. And his name's Megatron, which is not that far off from Megatronus, the burning bush. Despite the history of the fact that it's
Metatron.
Yeah, Metatron. Metatronus.
Closer to Patronus.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah, Megatron. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's
despite the fact that it's a globalization of Megaton. this is serious. The guy actually literally goes, like at one point he talks where Shia LaBeouf has these interviews where he gets all emo because he's trying to present himself as the sensitive actor to anyone with a brain that knows what this kid's doing by saying he's like, I feel empty despite all my work. He's like, because he's living a godless life. Shia LaBeouf is participating in a satanic moral. So Shia has no hole in his heart because he's serving the devil. Megatron's Jesus. The Allspark is God. Optimus Prime is the Antichrist. And apparently the Earth's forces teaming together to fight has something to do with it. This is literally where you stop and go, holy crap, there's really people that crazy out there.
This took a lot of time.
Well, and even incorporates like the Gnostic. I mean,
yeah. He goes, and you know,
so they're using the Gnostic. I wasn't even paying attention. I was listening to the crap. So they go into the Gnostic Gospels in this?
Yeah, he mentioned the Gnostic beliefs as well. Well, because again, like modern fundamentalists, they equate like the Gnostic beliefs with, you know, like Satanism or I mean, any kind of descendant viewpoint.
What I'm amazed of is that somebody actually watched this movie and just had all of this in their brain, just like juggling around. They're like, oh, Megatron's back off.
This is some poor delusional person that has way too much time on their hands.
This is the kind of person that the police find vats of acid where they've melted human beings in at their home.
To his credit, it is a very intelligent piece of insanity. Because you know,
insane people are often very intelligent people. I mean,
to his credit, well, it's like if you didn't know better, it's like,
I mean, he says a lot of things, but a lot of those individual things don't make sense, and they contradict with each other.
Like scorpion part,
which doesn't make any sense.
Tails which men will not heal from because they're dead. You're not going to heal.
Right.
Very true. Okay.
My favorite part is the whole thing is done in one continuous string of words that all go together, and he never takes a breath, and he just keeps going on, and he never takes a stop, and he just keeps going and going, and you never know when he's going to end because he just keeps talking, and it never stops, and he just, oh my God.
This, you know, in Revelations part one, you know, it's like, that sounded exhausting speaking like that. But what makes you stop and think, if you look at the title, this is the second one. There's a first one that I looked. I couldn't find the first part where he actually had more to say. This is the sequel.
Yeah, that's insane.
Maybe the 86 movie was something bad, too. I don't know.
Awesome.
Guys, I'm pretty sure he didn't get to Revenge of the Fallen, because this is when he's like, and in this movie, Michael Bay phoned it in. I have nothing.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else? Anything else, guys? I think that does it for Twitter Theater this week.
Next week's just probably going to be a commercial or something, because that's going to be a hard act to follow.
I would be totally.
Yeah, there's no way to follow that.
I was going to do Turmoil in the Toy Box, but that's a feature-length video. And, nah. Which is another religious crazy thing that mixes all 80s toy lines up, but...
Rob, I'll send you some suggestions after the show.
Do it.
Awesome. Okay, so, hey, don't forget to check out our new podcast, Get the Skinny. It's where JD and I talk like nerds about losing weight. We share.
Such a thing was ever possible, these would make it so.
I know. So we're going to share with you our journey toward weight loss. It's interesting. We both have diverse backgrounds in the subject. We both lost weight. We both gained weight back. I'm a yo-yo, and I'm trying not to be. So it's really good. We want to encourage you, if you're out there, you know, working on that struggle yourself, don't watch Biggest Loser. That's crap. Watch Get the Skinny. It's gettheskinny.org.
Oh, God. I just had a revelation, guys, about the Twitter Theater.
What is it?
Rock Show was right the whole time.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Well, you know, some of Rock Show's points could be proved just by the movies by themselves without this person's analysis.
Well, give me your face. I mean, obviously.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, so follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Check out all our shows at tfradio.net. Facebook.com/TF Radio. You know all the stuff. Oh, also, if you are a winner on our contest for the year, I'm still going through contacting people. It's slow going. If you were one of our Facebook winners, and I mentioned this last week, you can actually just go ahead and contact me directly, because some of you people don't allow people you're not friends with to contact you. So I don't blame you. So
and don't get the Ustream people.
And Ustream as well, because apparently that ping doesn't work. I thought it worked.
And my apologies, Chad. I'm sorry for saying revelation after that video.
Yeah. Okay. So
God has officially infiltrated the entire facet of life.
This is true. This is true. Okay. So for the guys, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.